in the 601st year. In the first month, on the first day of the month, the water that had covered the earth was dried up. Then Noah removed the ark's cover and saw that the surface of the ground was drying. What if things were different right now? What would you do? What if you were given an option to go left instead of right? How would you make the choice? Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Could you just imagine the thoughts that may have been going through the mind of Noah as he felt trapped inside the ark with his family that were probably getting on his nerve, and then a bunch of smelly and stinking animals to boot? Imagine what he felt the first time when the ark came to a halt as it rested on the Mount of Ararat. Think of the restlessness that must have gripped not only his mind, but that of his family as well. Is it even possible to imagine what they experienced? And think of this, what if Noah would have opened the doors of the ark before it was time? Today, most of us have what they call cabin fever. We are tired of staying inside of our homes where it's safe and sound. We are tired of spending hours and days with our family because they're beginning to drive us up the wall. We are tired and we want to get out among the crowds of people who seem like they're having a good time. And we are tired of waiting on God. Think about what could have happened if Noah would have gone with his emotions and opened the door of the ark. Not only would he have put his life in jeopardy, but the lives of his family would be as well. What if Noah would have said, God, I am tired of waiting on you to do something. I'm going with my gut. Can you imagine the gallons upon gallons of water rushing into the door of the ark? Can you imagine the fear that they would have felt if Noah would have went ahead of God and did what he thought was the right thing to do? COVID-19 is still among us, and then from the looks of it, it's not slowing down. Countless numbers of people are still contracting this terrible virus. Yet we want to rush ahead of God's plan. We are tired and we want things to get back to normal, and we want it right now. But what if we decide to wait on God and stay indoors where it's safe and sound and secure? What if we just for a moment as a people take and listen to his voice as he speaks, not yet? What if we all just exercise a little bit of patience and faith? God has told us on a number of occasions to have faith, to be still and know that he's God, to trust that he's in control. The ark came to a standstill on top of a mountain, yet in faith, Noah waited patiently 40 days before he could finally open the hatch. And then once he opened it up, he sent forth a raven that remained outside flying aimlessly back and forth. That raven can probably represent those who are so excited to get out from the prison that they don't care where they go. Those who are without God wander around aimlessly as well until they find a place that fits their agenda, or they find familiar company to hang out with. But in faith, Noah shut the hatch and patiently waited again for 7 more days before he released a dove. The bird flew out but found no place to rest, so he returned to the place that he knew that would provide a covering for him. Then after the next 7 days, Noah once again sent the bird out, but this time when he came back with a promise of dry land, a promise that God was still in control of the situation. Now to me, that dove represents the Holy Spirit of God that comes to us with the promises of God's salvation and his sovereign plan. Noah trusted and waited patiently on God, and this serves as a great example of faith for us to follow. But no matter what confronts us, nothing will stop God from covering and blessing us. In James 1:4, he tells us to let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. Noah and his family had everything they needed to endure what was going on around them. I know that it's difficult sitting around and waiting on a promise, and we get tired of being cooped up in confined caves or imprisoned. Something must give soon because the uneasiness, anxiety, and fears begin to attack our thoughts and our emotions. But what if we decided to exercise the same patience and faith that Noah had? What if we just for a moment sat back and trusted in God? What a dynamic example of faith in God and patience that Noah displayed for us all. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And God remember Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters receded. One love, 5 minutes.